This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Yeah. So there's, you know, you often hear people say, oh, my kids need me, they're little, you know, to be home at night, put them to bed. But kind of people have this strange idea that they get to a certain age that their teenagers don't need them anymore. Part of that has come because kids start to individuate, they start to develop their own world more, and that's really healthy, and you want that to happen. You want them to develop into their own adulthood. Mm. But because of that, and they may even give you a little bit of a back off, you know, get out of my world feeling, and that's okay. But because of that, many parents have thought, oh, they don't need me anymore. Mm. But it's actually not true. They love you being around. They need your company. They need you. You actually create a sense, just by being there, a sense of stability, a sense of strength in their world, a sense of security, you know, just being there, being affectionate. You don't have to be engaged with them every single minute you're home, but it's just that sense of mum and dad are there. They're part of my world. I know if I need them, they're around, and they actually do need you. And so what happens is, you know, that kids, when they're often hitting a time when they actually really need you a lot, parents get busier. So, if you know, I think I just wanted to challenge that whole thinking about, oh, they don't need you. They love you being involved. They love you coming to their soccer games. They love your support. They love to know that you're there for them. So, yes, it's a myth.
I suppose it's part of the kind of the teenager wanting the parenting is that as they are becoming more of an individual, they've got your support while they're doing it. Like even if it is in simple ways, like going to their sporting games, like you're saying, you're just kind of there to be around and encourage their process of development into adulthood.
Yeah, you've totally nailed it. That's exactly what it is. It's like just being there. The relationship does change, and you need to, as a parent, often parents try and hang on to it, or they let go too quickly. Mm. So, like, they do need you around. They need that feeling. It's just like you need to be like a strong tower. I think that's the best, or a strength that's still there, an affection, an acceptance that's still around, and that's for the rest of your life, really. You know, you support your kids through their whole life. But the way you do it changes, and but, you know, what happens is this myth of they don't need me creates a division, creates a separation that causes a lot of breakdown, but they actually do need you. So, yeah, it's just doing it differently and being prepared as a parent to let go when you need to let go is a good thing as well.
Is it a fine balance, do you think, between identifying the moments where you need to approach and kind of ask, hey, what's going on in your life? Can I help you? And then also just letting them know you're available to answer questions if they need it?
Yeah. And each kid will be different. Like, you know, in a family of four, we have four, they approach that differently. Some like more independence and some like you to discuss everything with you. And either way is fine. There's neither right nor wrong. And just kind of trying to gauge where your kid is at. You know, if they don't want to talk, that's okay. But then if they want to talk, that's okay as well. So just trying to understand your individual children can help in that process. And not to take it personally if they don't want to involve you in every little thing, because they're trying to be adults. They're trying to work things out themselves, and that's a good thing.
Yeah. We're talking with Wendy Gilbert from the Yaya Revolution on the forum tonight. Teens, they do need their parents, but I suppose an important thing to consider is that if you're going to be involved in your teenager's life, which we hope we have encouraged you to do, you need to be aware of the attitudes and the kind of emotions, etc., that you bring into that dynamic.
Oh, absolutely. I think one thing I just wanted to address this week was, you know, we as parents can, you know, none of us intentionally want to harm our children. That's the bottom line. That's a given. But sometimes when we've got stuff in our own world, not just from the busyness or just from being tired, but actual toxic stuff in our own world where we have unforgiveness or we may not have received affection growing up or whatever it is, or we're a fearful parent and then we can become controlling of our children. If we have stuff in our own world from our upbringing or, you know, our own emotional health, we need to deal with those things because it's a little bit like we can put toxins into their emotions. You know, I don't know if you've seen the movie Erin Brockovich.
Mm. But good old Julia Roberts.
Yeah, that's it. Great story about how this young single mother started to notice that there was all these people getting sick in a town, and she discovered some poisoning that had been under the ground, like a toxic dumping of this waste, and because of it, people were getting sick. And it can be a little bit like that as a parent. If you don't deal with your own stuff, if you don't get help when you need it, you can actually impact your children. And as I said, unwittingly, no parent ever means to do it. So, and there's nothing wrong with going and getting counselling, or it may just simply be getting educated. You know, there's plenty of parenting seminars in local councils, in churches. There's great websites, including my own.
YayaRevolution.com, just a quick plug.
Yeah, no, I don't need a plug. It's all about helping people, you know. So there's lots of resources out there. So, yes, go get counselling if necessary so you don't become toxic in your teenager's world. And often it appears much more when the kids get bigger, because when they're little, you can sort of, you know, they'll do what you want them to do. They'll go to bed when you want them to go to bed, hopefully, not always.
Yeah. So many people thinking, no.
They start to see your inadequacies. It can sometimes rise to the surface. So it can be a time when it's really the time to go and just get a little bit of help. Maybe it is simply just talking to a friend, I'm not responding well in this situation, whatever it is. But yes, we can be toxic, not necessarily because we want to. So I think it's really important to address your own stuff. Take stock of who you are, where you are at, so that you can be the best parent you can to your teenagers.
Again, Wendy, great words of advice on the forum tonight. Looking forward to catching up with you next week, our final week on this family sort of juggle parenting series. It's going to be a good one. We'll catch you then.
Thanks, Laura.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.